Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Lynn Miller. I am an intuitive psychic medium. You may have seen me on Lifetime, VH1, Bravo, and I used to do a CBS radio show called Zodiac Divas, which was kind of fun. We talked about spirituality, and we took callers as well. Well, I hope everyone is off to a great 2020. I know mine has started off well. And for the first time, what's interesting, we've got 5 planets direct. So you may be feeling the energy today. It's a good time to start a new project if you're thinking about it, or just, you know, get involved in something. The first time, none of the planets are retrograde. So I don't know. It's a good time. Listen, I left my email and my website up for everybody to see. I'm offering a promotion for new time clients only, and that's a discount on my sessions. I offer 3 sessions, a half hour, 45-minute, or an hour session. So you might want to check that out after the show. I'm going to try to get to all the questions today, and well, it doesn't look like that we have that many callers right now. Usually I've got a few more in the queue. So I want to hear what's going on in your life, in your world, and how your 2020 has started. And listen, you know, if you had a bad year last year, 2019, just remember this is a new year, a new you. You want to make a change, make it happen. You know, I have so many clients, and they all, you know, a lot of times they want to know, well, when am I going to find the right guy? When is this happening? When is my relationship happening? And I ask them, I said, what are you doing? Are you even, you know, do you go out at all? Do you do anything? And most of them are just like, no, I just, you know, I work all the time. I just go home. And, well, you know, unless it's the mailman, you've got to make an effort. You know what I mean? You have to put the energy out there to create the energy. Nothing's going to happen in our world unless we make it happen. So you have to take the action to get the reaction. And that's, I think, what the most important thing is. So if you're stuck in a rut, ask yourself, what can I do today that's different? Maybe out of my comfort zone, maybe something that I wouldn't normally do. And what this does, it shifts the energy, you know. It brings in a new network of people, a new network of experiences, and it can alter your path. It truly can change what happens for you. So if you find yourself stuck in something, you know, make a concerted effort to do that, and you'll really see things start to shift. And I can't stress it enough. If you're really miserable or unhappy, and maybe you have a job that's just a 9-to-5 that you just dread going to every day, ask yourself what makes you happy? What's your passion? What can you do to make your own business for yourself or find a better position that's suited for you? There's no point in staying in something that's making you miserable, because ultimately that drains your energy, it depletes you, the negativity sets in, and it affects every area of your life. And that goes for a relationship as well. You know, if you're questioning the relationship that you're in, chances are it's not the right relationship. I mean, we all question relationships, but I mean, if it's a constant thing or something is just eating at you about the relationship, and it's not going to change, and the only thing you can change is yourself. It may be to remove yourself from that relationship. Maybe it's not your highest path. Everything serves a purpose, and some relationships are meant for, you know, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but we outgrow them. Both parties have to be growing at the same kind of speed to be matched energetically. And if that's not happening, that might not be the right partner for you. On the other hand, you know, I always say, do give it 110% before you make that move to get out of a relationship. That way you can be confident when you do make that move and when you do leave that you did everything that you could in your power on your side of the fence. So I'm going to start taking some callers now. If we could keep it to one question, a lot of stuff comes through. Sometimes I find when I'm doing the radio show, I'll pick up something from the next caller in the queue. So I'm going to try to keep it organized here and go from there. Okay, let's go to the first caller.
Oh, wow.
Hello, this is Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. Who am I talking to?
Hi, you're speaking with Terry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad at all.
What's your question? You've got a great energy, by the way.
Thank you so much. Okay, so my question is in regards to my future acting career. I'm going back to acting school this summer, okay?
Okay.
And yes, I'm going back to acting school. I'm giving myself at least 1 year.
Okay.
Before I start auditioning.
Do you write as well?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, because I get a really high vibration on the writing. I'm not saying the acting's not going to go well. It will go well, but ultimately you're going to end up writing and producing your own project.
Oh, really? Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, you have such a strong creative energy, but I really get a strong hit on the writing. You'll write something and collaborate with another female, and it'll be produced, and you'll put yourself in it as well.
Oh, wow. I love it. Okay. I'm going to have to do a I'm going to have to actually do a private reading with you. Wow. All right. You just helped change my energy around.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
How many clients that I have that are actors, directors, and writers? So it's kind of my it's kind of my forte with the business. So, but yeah, very strong on that level. So keep at it, and congratulations for following your dreams.
Oh, I thank you. I thought I would see myself possibly like on one of those Real Housewife shows, but that's what I was aiming for.
On the one of the reality shows?
Yeah.
No, I see more like a sitcom, like a Will and Grace, something like that. Yeah, you've got a very strong character sense. So more like a show on CBS or something like that.
I'm taking down your information. We will be doing a reading soon, okay?
so that way I get on the right path. Yeah, come see me and we'll do a half hour session and I can go over dates and everything else with you. So.
All right. Oh, awesome. Okay.
All right, Terry.
I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's so great when we follow our passions and our dreams and, and so many times people think it can't work out, but you'd be surprised how many times it really does when it's something that we're so passionate about. I'm such a firm believer in that. Never give up and it's never too late. Okay, let's go to, I wonder where 863 is. Let's see. Hello there. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. This is Julia from Florida.
Oh, hi, Julia. Are you from Southern Florida? What part of Florida?
Actually, closer to Central, over by Disney.
Oh, okay. Okay. What's your question today, Julia?
Well, it's funny that you said never too late because that's kind of the place I'm at in my life right now. I'm 58, sort of starting over again, rebooting my life. And
it's a good year to do that this year. In fact, right now is a great time.
Cool. Well, for me, it's like looking for employment, trying to get myself back out in the career, finding my niche.
Have you ever worked in real estate?
No.
I get a strong sense that that would be something that you'd be very good at.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting real estate around you, and of course, you'd have to get your license and go through the classes and all that, but that's something that you'd be really, really good at and you'd enjoy, I think. Something maybe to consider. Maybe to consider. What are you considering? What kind of road? What kind of path?
You know, I was just thinking about like trying a temp agency, just something to get me started again, because I have been out of the workforce for a number of years, so I've got a big, you know, employment gap, and I'm kind of a little intimidated by that.
Yeah. I can see the temp agency helping and being like what I would call a bridge. You know what I mean? It'll be a temporary thing, and that's why it's a temp agency. But I would really, really urge you to start considering looking into real estate. I think in your area, and I think you'd be really, really good at it. And it's not that hard to study and take the test and get your license. I got my license in California. I never use it, but you have the personality for it, I think, and I think you'd be good at it. So I would say the temp agency is going to help find you something by at least, let's see, February, March, by April. We're looking at April. April's a high month for you starting something new.
Okay.
Yeah, but in the meantime, it's not your forever kind of path. The other area I could see you doing well at would be working for some kind of hotel or chain of hotels in customer service.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this year is going to be a big transition for you. But again, I urge you to follow the real estate path because I think you'll be happy. And financially, I think it's lucrative for you. And, you know, you can kind of make your own hours and set your own hours and things. You're kind of independent a little more than a 9-to-5 job because I feel like that would be good for you, something that gives you a little more independence.
Awesome. Well, I'm taking notes of everything you're saying, so thank you.
Yeah, and Keller Williams, I think, has a program. I don't know if it's – I went through them in California. I don't know. I'm sure it's probably nationwide. If you look under Keller Williams, you can get your license with them, and also they find placement for you. You can end up working for them.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of clients in Florida that are doing real estate, and they do very well with it. So.
Well, awesome. I've got a page full of notes
best.
I took, so thank
okay.
you so much. I appreciate it.
I wish you the best. Okay, take care.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, real estate, that's a great area to go into for those of you that want something that's a little more independent and, you know, you can kind of make your own hours, set your own schedule. It's and the market's doing quite well. So, all right, let me go to this caller here. Hello, this is
Hi.
Hi,
yes, thank you
with?
For taking the call. My name is Katie.
Oh, hi, Katie. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
Oh, okay. What's your question today, Katie? What can I help you with? You've got a big change coming, by the way.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, yes. Oh, maybe is it in work? That's what I was going to ask. Somebody liked a project of mine, and she wants to work on it. She said she's going to show it to a group that a man, Ryan, is attached with.
Okay.
Perhaps
that sounds. That sounds very, yeah, that sounds like what it is, very positive. Do you do something in graphic design, or is there something around graphics with this?
Somewhat, yes. It is creative. There will be some graphics involved, yes.
Okay, yeah, and the Brian feels good as well as an M initial, like a Michael. Michael or a Mark is another name to look out for. And literally I'm looking at February 16th, something moving forward.
Oh, wow. And it's with Ryan.
Yes. Yeah, that feels that feels a high energy on that. Feels very positive. And leading, it's like I'm looking at that and it branches out to two other projects. It's not just one. It becomes like three. It becomes like three in total.
Oh, wow. I do have more. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh,
and this
wow.
year, there's an introduction to somebody that's going to be very lucrative for you in the work front. So there's something very positive and unexpected coming by August that leads to a a better position, higher pay. And it takes you away from what you're doing a little bit in a different level.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, that's
somebody's
amazing.
Somebody's connected to San Francisco, by the way, too. I don't know if the company's connected to San Francisco or a person that worked in San Francisco, but that comes up very strongly. And also Chicago.
Oh, I do know somebody in Chicago.
Yeah, there's those two areas, but it's going to lead you to something. They're going to give you, whether it's some good advice or somebody else that has a project for you or something. But you're going to work on a new, like, by August, there's a new job presented to you. It's kind of like, feels like a promotion of sorts, but it's more than that.
Oh, wow.
So you're off to a good start.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow,
you're
thank
welcome.
You so very much.
Yeah,
you.
Keep me
God
posted.
You.
Good hearing from you.
I definitely will. Yeah.
Okay, take care. Okay. Let's see. I feel like I already spoke to... Let's see. Hello, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. It's Nathaniel calling in.
Oh, hi, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. What's going on? What's your question?
Well, I wanted to see what you pick up. What's 2020 look like for me?
Tell me your birthday, Nathaniel.
May 1st, 1957.
Okay, wow. Well, I wonder if you've had your own business in the past. Have you had your own business, Daniel?
Kind of, yeah. Not too professionally, but...
Yeah, because I'm picking up, something that you should have moved forward with more in the professional sense of your own business. But there is something coming around money this year, which feels good. Something comes together in May. There's an opportunity around investment for you this year. So I don't know what you're investing.
Property or stocks or?
Something around, it feels more like stocks or investment money. I'm looking at a chart, so I'm assuming it's stock market or some kind of investment pays off, which feels very lucrative. As well as I do get stuff around property, something being sold. So something's going to be sold this year. Or do you have a close friend that works in real estate or somebody around you?
Not really too close, no.
Yeah, but I am looking at an increase in money this year as opposed to 2019.
Okay.
Which feels good. What are you doing for work right now?
You know, I've been on disability right now for about 3 months since I had colon cancer and I had surgery. And then I went through, so I did one chemotherapy treatment, which I really didn't need because I don't really have cancer anywhere. They cut down your wrist, so it's kind of foolish, I think. You know,
wow.
I didn't even really want to do the. I really didn't want to do the surgery. You know, I really did. But
You're coming out of it. Your energy is going to be a lot better. Are you feeling your energy better already? Because I feel like this year your energy and health will be a lot better this year.
Yeah, I moved out to and rented a rural place, and I just moved back into my brother's, and they're gone right now. So I feel that they don't have a big TV and a lot of stations, but it's a lot more peaceful and quiet here, and I can kind of concentrate better and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel more at peace.
Yeah. Are you doing anything with any investments?
No, I have a couple of lawsuits out right now. Since I had colon cancer, I had taken that Zantac for years. So I started a lawsuit with that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to close in your favor. So that's probably the increase in money I'm seeing.
Because it may pay out, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars. I don't know what they, you know, what they do, you know, what they offer.
Yeah, well, it's going to go in your favor. So there's definitely some money coming in from an unexpected source or something added beneficially. So, well, I'm glad your health is better, Nathaniel, and it feels like it's going to be a lot better for you this year. So.
Yeah, I'm still kind of recovering. That chemo treatment was really brutal. With I had kind of some head and neck injuries and stuff I'm trying to recuperate and recover from and stuff. It really kind of took a toll on it, so I've been trying to,
Sorry about that. Yeah. You have a lot of omega-3 and 6s in your supplement, in your diet. That'll help with the energy. And I think spinach, a lot of spinach and leafy greens.
Yeah.
So, okay, all right. Well, it was nice chatting with you. Okay. Happy 2020.
You're the best.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Wow. Sounds like everybody's been going through some things in 2019. And, put it behind us. It's 2020. And off to a great start. And again, with all these five planets direct, it's a really good time right now to start something new, a new project, whether it's a new career, a new idea, whatever that is for you. Make this the year you do it. No more excuses. I'm offering a promotion on my readings. My private sessions are a lot more in depth. Obviously, I have 30 minutes to an hour to answer all your questions. And my clients generally take notes and write everything down. In fact, it was great. I heard from a client I read 7 years ago just the other day. And I love it when clients come back to me like 7, 10 years after the fact. And I had told her she was going to go work in Italy, and that's what she did. She ended up in Italy working in Florence and Rome for a number of years, and I remember the reading when I was picking up Italy, and she thought I was nuts. So I love that. I love that confirmation, and I love to hear from my clients and my repeat clients. Over the years, 30 years of doing this, is just great to get the feedback. So if I talk to you today on the radio, and you want to do a private session, I do have a special promotion for first-time clients. I'm doing $50 off my hour and $25 off my other sessions. So keep me posted, and I loved connecting with everyone today, and make it a great Saturday and Sunday weekend, and I wish you all the best. Okay, take care.